My son Peter is 21. Interesting backstory on Peter. I take that back. Who do I think I am saying interesting backstory? It's not interesting to you. It's interesting to me. Nevertheless, Petey's number 7 of our children in the adoption order. My wife was coming into the Catholic Church, or better put, struggling to come into the Catholic Church. She was scared. She was homeschooling the kids. I asked her to please teach them about the Catholic faith. And as she did, she started to see that it wasn't what she had been told it was. So she went through about a year of being nervous and scared and unsure. She was praying at Mother Angelica's monastery, Sancta Clara, right there in Canton, on Market Avenue. And she said, essentially, she didn't quite know how to talk to Mary. She said, Mary, you're a mother, but we're done. I think we're done adopting, and if our Lord wants us to have another child, he's probably going to have to drop it in our lap because we're out searching. Got a call the next day for little Petey. Petey was born 2 months premature, 1 month intensive care. The attorney in Columbus said, I don't have a family for this little boy. The only other option we have is Washington State. Well, we couldn't exactly refuse, even if we would have wanted to. My wife basically said, Lord, if you want it, drop it in our lap. Well, maybe he did. I'm not going to assume that he did, but maybe he did. Little Petey is now 21. He's always had a very deep heart for our Lord. He and I get a chance to get into some great questions. I was mowing the lawn this morning. Pete calls. And, of course, many of his friends, many of his cohort, his peer group, is turning on the Catholic Church. How can you be a Catholic with all of that, those people? And Pete's pretty good. Pete is pretty good at giving people rational explanations. Got me thinking, though, those of you with children, 8, 10, 12 years old, maybe 15 years old, even 20 years old, and you get confronted with, Mom, if the Catholic Church is really of God, why would he be let this happening to his church? Why could these people get away with this? I'm not so sure this is of God. If it was of God, it'd be a lot better. How do you explain it to them? You start with a piece of logic that most adults don't follow. It makes absolutely no sense to say, I'm going to judge the truth of something, the value of it, the Christ-likeness of it, by people who abuse it. That makes no sense. That's ridiculous. Why don't people say, well, I'm going to judge the truth of the Catholic Church by Mother Teresa. There's somebody who follows it all the way. When you do that, you get a Mother Teresa. You get a Pope John Paul II. That's what you get. Jeez. So that's what the Catholic Church looks like, huh? No. They say what the Catholic Church looks like is what it looks like when people don't follow it. Huh? Oh, boy, I know a lot of people have miserable marriages. The whole idea of marriage must stink then. Why would anybody get married? Look what those people do to marriages. Kids! Oh, man, I know some people who are absolutely terrible parents. Their kids are obnoxious and difficult. I sure don't want to have kids if that's what kids are. It makes no sense. Tell your kids, Jesus gave us a church, and if people do what he said, the church would be a light. But Jesus doesn't force anybody to do what he said. And that includes the people who are supposed to be the shepherds. They don't have to do what Jesus said. They can do what they want. For their own reasons, their own wrong, their own evil conduct. Kids, don't ever, ever look at what our Lord left us and decide that it's not worth a stinking thing because there are people in it who abuse it. It's that simple. The world around these kids thinks that way. They think like little children. The media, other folks, Christians of other traditions. They all think the same illogic, which is, obviously, the Catholic Church is terrible and awful in its teaching, in its Christ-centeredness, because there have been some people in very high places who have done their own wrong, terrible wrong. That's awful. But has nothing to do with the truth of the church. There's a bit of an irony here. The level of anger is very high, as it should be, as it should be. But that indicates something, doesn't it? It indicates that people expect more of those who say they love Jesus and His church. They expect more. So when those people fall, they do wrong. It is a bigger blow. If a whole bunch of folks in prison acted wrong, yeah, you wouldn't be so upset. Hey, these guys have been convicted on a lot of things. They haven't lived life well. But there must be something in people that say, I expect more from a church and the folks who lead it. Okay. Even if you don't believe it, even if you don't agree with the Catholic Church, for you to get that angry at it, must indicate that somehow you hold them to a higher standard, as you should. Tell your kids, God lets anybody, even bishops, even popes, anybody, do what they wish to do. He doesn't stop them. And if some people do wrong, He lets them do it. But in the end, He wins. He said He would.